Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, shit. Here we go. Jack, bitch.
Where's my bottle?
I got my AKA, Cody B. Wick. This is a new mixtape, though, y'all. This is a new one.
It is.
I'm just playing.
Because
really, because when I get serious, y'all don't like that. So I'm just going to play on this one, all right?
Gotcha.
Yeah, let's have some fun.
Are we ready?
Oh, shit. Jack is loose once again. I'm taking niggas oxygen. I'm taking it back to when they got jacked when they frost rims. Chain Tim's, give me that. Fully covered with a witted hat. We all strapped, waiting for any nigga to talk smack. Stupid nigga, thought I couldn't shoot. Point blank to your ear, a bullet through your Bluetooth. Your brain on the sunroof, quick to make a hater bleed. Blood red, IBs banging, I just smoke weed. My favorite color green though, y'all niggas like Nintendo. Smoking on that bomb, you niggas still smoking Indo. All of y'all pretendo, 4DB is grade A. Dipping in a white Bronco, feeling like I'm OJ. Westside only, middle fingers to these other rappers. If it ain't, fuck it then, it ain't a factor. Y'all just a bunch of actors, undercover fudge packers. I'm the bomb, set the roll of any nuclear reaction.
Shh, quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell.
We ride all night. Yes, we ride and get high all night.
So,
shh, quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell.
We ride all night. Yes, we ride
and get
high all night. This is how we do it on the West Coast, Atlanta, that bomb weed. What you mean you don't smoke?
No joke.
Mo for me with Hennessy and Tickle Bitties. I'm collecting Mo haters every time I cruise the city. No pity. Save your phone calls, your emails, cause I delete them quick and I be laughing at your voicemail. Oh well, drama I avoid or you get destroyed. Every battle I done won, undefeated, call me Floyd. My lyrics are like steroids, look at me, I'm pumped up. So make me pop the trunk and pull both double pumps up. Leave you with that skunk sink, fuck with niggas and bitches think. Cause if I get at them, yuck, I bring it on. And the kitchen sink, I need a drink, so serve me up. You bitch niggas is out of luck, I'm still throwing bottles. Cause I don't wanna crack my pimp cup. This world got me fucked up, I'm trying not to kill a hater. Or choke a bitch till she can't breathe and needs a ventilator. Like, shh, quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell.
We ride all night. Yes, we ride and get high all night.
So,
shh, quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell.
We ride all night.
Yes,
we ride
and get
high all night. I like when people play games. I kick ass and take names. Laughing while I beat them down.
Driving in the bike lane.
Looking for victims.
Because
I'm hunting every hater down. I represent the West Coast. And you know I'm Cody B. Witty.
Get it?
If you don't, too bad. Feeling froggy, leak, bitch. What you need? A launch pad?
I'll kill you, bitch.
Clean it quick. Keep talking and I'll take you out. Your head in that plastic bag. That's that Ziploc. Get a bitch a drop top. It's quiet now. I gotta cruise. Cause yeah, I'm with it. But I'm not with bitches and they attitude. It's like I gotta lose to win. I'm cool because I lost enough. They tried to break the dagger.
Down.
But all I did was tough enough. Smoking blunts back to back, cracking bottles here and there. Still saying nothing. Bitches coming out the underwear. Who am I? Be out compared.
Too bad the world would never know.
I fly to Kentucky, fuck it, and learn to play a banjo.
Shh, quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell.
We ride all night. Yes, we ride and get high all night.
So,
shh, quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell.
We ride all night.
Yeah.
We ride
and get
high all night.
Life.
What happened? Butters just beat up Scott Malkinson. Butters? Why? It was crazy. Scott was just talking about how he needed to take his insulin shot, and out of nowhere, Butters said he's sick of people with diabetes feeling sorry for themselves. Scott told Butters to shut up, and Butters just started wailing on him. You're talking about Butters. Dude, I'm telling you, Butters beat the crap out of Scott, and then he locked himself in the bathroom. Butters?
Leave me alone!
Butters, come out here.
Get out of here, all of you.
Butters, people can't just go around beating up people who have diabetes. Now, whatever your problem is, you just think you know everything, don't you, Cass? Every little thing, you gotta shoot your mouth off like you're the freaking expert. Well, you don't know everything because your best friend is a kid who thinks the entire planet revolves around him and he only cares about his image. You can't think Carmen is your selfish piece of crap at your school. You're all fake and stuck up, and none of you have the courage to tell Jimmy that his jokes aren't funny. The only kid who has any sense of dignity is Penny, and the rest of you have your heads up your butts.
Well, apparently Kenny is Butter's best friend. You guys gonna make out, Kenny?
And that's another thing! You're always generalizing everything I say about getting the last word! Well, you're not getting the last word this time!
Wow.
Double wow!
Bang Out Radio is now on social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Real Bang Out, and Instagram at Bang Out Radio for the most up-to-date info on our shows, artists, and models. Bang Out.
Yo, 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 what's going on? It's the hardest working man in the business. It's the boy Q the Question. And right now, you tuned in to Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. Holla.
What's cracking, y'all? The Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, reality radio. If you tuned in live or if you're downloading this at your own convenience, you are officially tuned in to Slap Sundays, where we play nothing but the slappers and try to slap the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. And man, there's been a lot of bullshit I've been dealing with, man, so we're going to get to it, but let's handle this business as always. Shouts out to the boss lady, Topaz Lachey, because again, without her creating Bang Out Radio, wouldn't nothing be popping off over here, all right? So thank you, boss lady. And also, all independent artists, keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending in your music, all right? I got 5 shows, 4 of them play music. I will find a place for it in rotation. And I tell you, all the music I receive in my emails is amongst the first in rotation tonight on Slap Sunday. So I got a lot of new music I got to get to. But if you want to send in your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that's dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. All right? MP3 format. And last but not least, just anybody that takes the time out of their day to spread word about the show, to talk about the show again, to support me, to support anything we got going on over here, man. Because like I said, I'm just providing a platform where y'all can get your music heard for free, where we can kick some shit, and we can just see what happens. I mean, that's what we do here. Man, a lot of stupidity going on in the world, man. I don't know if I'm going to talk about my stupidity that I've had to deal with or the shit that's going on that I've seen, but it's a lot of it in there's a lot of it going on right now. But like I said, I'm high. I already smoked my weed. About to roll up another blunt, sip this drink. And we're going to start it off like this. Brand new music, Monet, Off Them Bands. Let's go.
Off them bands, we gon' turn up. Off them bands,
off them bands,
off them bands, we gon' turn up. Off them bands,
off them bands,
we gon' turn up. Off them bands,
off them bands,
off them bands. My wrist too cold, my chain too froze. All my shooters know the deal when I tell them to go. Off them bands, we gon' turn up. Off them bands,
off them bands,
we gon' turn up. Off them bands. Off them bands, we gon' turn up. Off them bands, off them bands, we gon' turn up. Off them bands, off them bands, we gon' turn up. Off them bands, off them bands, off them bands. My wrist too cold, my chain too broke. All my shooters know the deal when I tell them to go. Off them bands, we gon' turn up. Off them bands,
off them bands,
off them bands, we gon' turn up. Off them bands.
Money.
All y'all get your funds,
get them up.
Yeah. See me coming,
coming.
I'm way too far ahead of ya.
Them
bands will turn me up. I like throwing guns. Them bands will turn me up. It does a lot,
Crutch money,
money so tall it'll hold me up.
Yeah.
Hot like fire,
fire.
LCL, you know what's up.
Okay.
Nigga broke like a tire.
Fire.
This flat nigga wanna blow me up.
Nah.
Hold pull me up. Hyundai line, nigga, get your own cut. I don't need your nut.
Nah.
Get the sex dope, find my owner. Hard to be found like a diamond in a rough. Double talk a couple meals till the people ain't enough.
How
about the money getting God we trust? Bitches so sad, they ain't fucking with us.
Ain't fucking with us.
They ain't fucking with us.
They ain't fucking with us.
Off them bands, we gon' turn up. Off them bands. Off them bands, we gon' turn up. Off them bands. Off them bands, we gon' turn up. Off them bands.
Let go.
Off them bands. Off them bands, my wrist too cold, my chain too froze. All my shooters know the deal when I tell them to go. Off them bands, we gon' turn up. Off them bands, off them bands, we gon' turn up. Off them bands, blowing up, making movies, Al Pacino.
Al Pacino.
I get them chips, I don't play in no casino.
Nah.
Hundo,
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 hundo, nigga, I got hundo. All these stacks turn into racks.
We blowin'
all this cash in my name and my dad.
What you got?
All black.
no flex zone. No flex zone. I'm booming in my city, and they already know. Off them bands, we gon' turn up. Off them bands, off them bands, off them bands, we gon' turn up. Off them bands, off them bands, we gon' turn up. Off them bands,
let go.
Off them bands. My wrist too cold, my chain too froze. All my shooters know the deal when I tell them to go. Off them bands, we gon' turn up. Off them bands,
off them bands,
off them bands, we gon' turn up. Off them bands,
off them bands.
RGF Productions.
Remy boys, yeah. 1738, I'm like, hey, what's up, hello. Sent your pretty eyes as soon as you came in the door. I just wanna chill, got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip and now she remixing for low. She my tribe queen, let her hit the bando. We be counting up, watch how far them bands go. We just had a go, talking matching Lambos. A 56 a gram, 500 grams though. Man, I swear I love it, how she worked the damn pole. Hit the strip club, we be letting bands go. Everybody hating, we just call them fans though. In love with the money, I ain't never letting go. And I get high with my baby, baby. I just left the mall, I'm getting fly with my baby. Snatch a Ferrari and buy my BLM. I just might snatch her or nothing. Let's drop a couple on the ring. She ain't wanting for nothing because I got her everything. And bitch, you up in the band though. Remind me where I can't go. When me boys got the stand though. Count up how little bands though. Boy, how fucking your bands go. Fetty rub a grim and 50,000 K. How I stand though. If you take them from my pockets, I'm like. And I ain't high with my baby, baby. I just left them all. I'm getting fly with my baby. Cooking pies with my baby, yeah. And I can ride with my baby, baby. I just left the mall, I'm getting fly with my baby, yeah. And I can ride with my baby, baby. I be in the kitchen cooking pies. I'm like, hey, what's up, hello. Since your pretty ass soon as you came in the door. I just wanna chill, got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip it, now she remixed it for low. She my track queen, let her hit the bando. We be counting up, watch up for them bando. We just had it though, talking matching Lambos. 56 a gram, 500 grams though. Man, I swear I love it, how she works the tempo. Hit the strip club, we be letting bands go. Everybody hating, we just call them fans though. In love with the money, I ain't never let go. I be smoking dope for you, no backwards what I roll. Remy boy, Fetty, eating shit up, that's for sure. I run in your house, then I fuck your hoe. But Remy boys are nothing, Remy boys are nothing.
Yeah, you hear my voice. Sounding like a zillion bucks on a track. I got whatever on my boy, whatever. Put your money where your mouth is. Money on the wood, make the game go good. Money out of sight, boys fight. Put up or shut up, huh? Mr. Grit, RGF Production.
What do you want from me, man?
Nothing.
Just came to see if you was alright. See how you been doing.
Blank. I ain't talk to nobody,
right? I know. Always will be. Came to see what's up.
Let me tell you something, B. I'm only playing your fucking game because ain't shit else to do.
put you in my circle. Made you my family, made you my brother. That's real, that's the man in me. When you was down and out, gave you a place for hope. We even flipped a couple of hoes. What was mine was definitely yours. Your wars was my wars. We worked these niggas like chores. The day I see the train came from a certain thing. Came rain in Cali rain. Hey, great, what's your name? Who was this nigga? My fake brother. Nigga used to stick worms like a reverend. A Judas appeared in the mist. No gorilla, just a bitch ass nigga. Start talking shit to a bunch of nobodies. Trying to make a name off of catching bodies. Riders all over Shiva. It is more than be telling. He's full of envy and straight jealous. Thought you were my homeboy. You with the funny. Trying to get over me. No loyalty. I need that running. Niggas stop running. I made my lane in this game. Niggas, you don't want it. Thought you was my homeboy. You with the money. Trying to get over me. No loyalty. I need that running. Niggas stop running. I made my lane in this game. Niggas, you don't want it.
Acting like the road dog. Acting like the homie. But I smell bullshit. I need your ass alone. Just a little groupie, undercover homo. Cops is looking for you cause they sense you a tomo. I train like a gangster, acting like a tough. But when I found out, I knew enough well enough. Whooping that ass every time you hit the street. Seven times already, how to knock you off your feet. Called the cops for me, said I threatened your life. In the county jail, getting visits from your wife. Putting money on the books, keeping me fair. She loves sucking dick, no hands, all head. Your bedroom is my throne. Your bitch, your kids, it's now my home. If you want drama, I'ma bring that G-shit. If you want the flame, I'ma light you real quick.
You were my homeboy, you was the funniest. Trying to get over me, no loyalty. I need that running, niggas stop running. I made my lane in this game, niggas, you don't want it. Thought you was my homeboy, you was the funniest. Trying to get over me, no loyalty. I need that running, niggas stop running. I made my lane in this game, niggas, you don't want it.
I'm OG motherfuckers and I'm mobbing them. Cause me and other punk niggas can't get along. I tried to put this janky mark ass nigga on game. Even taught him how to hustle, now he's making a name. Still it wasn't enough, yo he was gunning for more. He was coming for miles, I had to let that ass go. Play with fire motherfuckers and you're bound to get paid. It's your moves like a chess game, I'm calling checkmate. I catch you motherfuckers slipping when you running them ends. Better recognize the game, call me the Black Baron. I'll be riding on some shit, niggas cold be hating. They be hating on the shit that OG be displaying. Now the bitches got my back, I ride a 06 Chevy. Riding on 24s and the shit real sweet. And my pockets on fat and the game real neat. And I got my own business as a ball in the streets.
Thought you were my homeboy, you with the funny. Trying to get over me, no loyalty. I need that running, niggas stop running. I made my lane in this game, niggas you don't want it. Thought you was my homeboy, you with the funny. Trying to get over me, no loyalty. I need that running, niggas stop running. I made my lane in this game, niggas you don't want it. Thought you were my homeboy, you with the funny. Trying to get over me, no loyalty. I need that running, niggas stop running. I made my lane in this game, niggas you don't want it. Thought you was my homeboy, you with the money. Trying to get over me, no loyalty. I need that running, niggas stop running. I made my lane in this game, niggas you don't want it.
Loyalty over everything, right? M.O.B. Money over bitches, right? But I seen something that I didn't like that made a run not tight, and I had to say bye.
No one man above the crew, you know that shit. Know that shit.
I'm
ain't cooking shit, fucking up dishes. Always talk a hoe, don't know the business.
Now, I don't fuck with him. She got a big mouth, man. Shut the fuck up. Keisha ain't shit. She roll with them bitches that I don't fuck with. Lisa stay broke. So I'm getting money, little buddy, so that just don't miss. Kim always wanna smoke. But you not pumping my gas, that's why I'm fucking
bitches. All up in the nigga kitchen. Ain't cooking shit, fucking up dishes. Always talk a hoe, don't know the business.
Felicia always wanna borrow my shit. If she break it, the bitch can replace my shit. Don't say my homie and Nikki, my hero, my ride or die, me or Tamika, my sister. Don't mess with them flexes, I'm all about money. L Chopper, put them on a motherfucking train.
Bitches. All up in the nigga kitchen. Ain't cooking shit, fucking up dishes. Always talk a hoe, don't know the business.
Faith, grind, help, hustle, more, let the stress work.
LeBron James in the fourth quarter, these boys starting to get carried away. Just the other day, they pulled a gun on my friend. And I didn't call the cops, we want to get revenge. I'm all about it. I'm all about it. I'm all about it. Man, I'm all about it. I'm all about it. I'm all about it. I'm all about it. Man, I'm all about it.
Money.
I'm all about it.
Car.
I'm all about it.
Bitches.
I'm all about it.
Bro.
Man, I'm all about it.
Money.
I'm all about it.
Car.
I'm all about it.
Bitches.
I'm all about it.
Bro.
Man, I'm all about it.
Bad.
Uh-huh. Sounds so lovely. Walk a mile with me in my shoes. See why I'm here. I just want to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
A little bit of minute of your time, you know. Whatever.
Whatever.
It's always a ride. We're all doing squad, you know? I'm trying to find ways in and out of traffic running. Turn on my high beam so I can see what traffic coming. I'm in that butter ride, butterflies all in my stomach, patiently waiting to them days I'm getting paid and hunted. Streets more serious than pyramids when the minds be looking. It ain't a game, but y'all playing till the life gets took and step of working overtime. I'm believing in my faith, grass low as it could go. I'ma find me the snake. Got that lawnmower ready, got to chop me off ahead. Cause what little I make, they gon' wanna rock me for that bread. Welcome to my life. Ride with me on this journey. I don't trust the soul was getting cold. All these suckers trying to turn me, got me like Carlito. I don't even trust attorneys. Try and avoid my old past. Stay away if it don't concern me. My past is recessing, so I accept every blessing. They answer when I call, but they been got the message. Nickel. Just walk a mile in my shoes, you won't last a minute. Half a mile, you gon' break before you even finish. Walk a mile in my shoes, you won't last a minute. Half a mile, you gon' break before you even finish. Just walk a mile in my shoes now. Just walk a mile in my
you
shoes
know?
Now. Just walk a mile
grow
in my
up.
Shoes, you won't last a minute.
Drink
half
for me,
a mile, you gon' break before you even finish. I hit the jackpot, but I ain't talking Deshaun. $1 million thinker, looking with my braids on. Coming out of Philly streets on everything I pray on. I'm going hard, like my last pair of sneaks on me. 2020 worked good, I can see they all phony. Got a call last night, yeah, they almost shot my cousin Tony. Do all dogs go to heaven? Never ending story. I love my 38, but even shorty's got them 40s. Protect my neck on my Wu-Tang shit. But that Mac 10, on some Wu-Bang shit. I let it hang, dead. On some Hussein shit, life will eat you up, yeah, when you fall into the pitfall. In that NASA with that plasma counting down and lift off. I'm never fooled by these imposters in these fixed vlogs. I got shit coming for days like it's been clocked. Running on these epic clowns, call that a good job. Just walk a mile in my shoes, you won't last a minute. Half a mile, you gon' break before you even finish. Walk a mile in my shoes, you won't last a minute. Half a mile, you gon' break before you even finish. Just walk a mile in my shoes now. Just walk a mile in my shoes now. Just walk a mile in my shoes, you won't last a minute. Half a mile, you gon' break before you even finish.
I got everything I need for this whole operation right now. I got my secret plans and maps. Only problem is it's so thin, so light, it can fall out my pocket. I don't even know what happened. And did you know the screen was so indestructible, it could stop a speeding bullet? Can't stop no damn bullets. iPhone, not the iSpy phone.
Okay. Timing mechanism is functioning. Everything looks good.
Setting the timer. I remember when these first came out, man. Bitches would be coming up to you like, let me see that iPhone. Let me play with it. Let me stick it up my ass. Put it in my mouth. Suck on. And one day, you know, I got tired of all these questions, you know what I'm saying? I let the girl stick the iPhone up her butt. Took the doctors 12 hours to get it out. And you know what? It was still working.
What's up, it's your girl, Lady Cam. This is Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. L.A. West Coast all day.
What's cracking, y'all? The Dagger. LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Remember, if you tuned in right now, if you're downloading this a little bit later on, you are officially listening to Slap Sundays. You want to call in 661-621-7559. As always, you can chill in the queue, press 1 to holler at me. I ain't doing nothing, like I said, smoking this weed, about to hit this cigarette, sipping this drink. It's just, it's been rough. And I guess I got to talk about my own personal shit, so hopefully y'all roll with me. I'm going to try to roll with this the right way and everything, but I just keep realizing that the more you try to better yourself, the harder it is for other people to realize that. I think that's just basically what it boils down to. Because I think I've reached the point, or it's just really hard for me to deal with shit that I don't see a purpose in dealing with. If I know in the end that it's nothing that I wanted to deal with in the first place. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people out there that are dealing with people that are going through certain things, that are in a lot of situations because, maybe you're trying to get something out of it. Maybe there's something there, but at the same time, we all be in situations where it's like we know this is going to be nothing, but we do it anyway. You know, I find myself not wanting to do that, and it's getting real. I find myself putting myself in a whole lot of situations because, again, I'm a man of peace, but at the same time, I just don't feel as if, you know, there has to be a purpose for the things that you do. There has to be a purpose for the things that I do. And if there's not a purpose behind the things that you do, if there's not a reason, I mean a legit reason too. I'm not talking about some shit that's made up or anything like that or whatever, because you know how some people like to make up shit to justify reasons and everything. But I guess that's give or take. Again, this is just my opinion and everything. Feel free to say fuck you, dagger, you don't know shit. But from what I be seeing, well, I'm just, again, talking about me. I don't want to do shit unless there's a reason for me to do it, unless there's some kind of outcome for it. You know, if there's some kind of goal. You know, if there's not a finish line to anything, then it's like, what's the point of doing it? If there's not something that you're striving towards, you know, then why deal with it? For what? And I always find myself, you know, me personally, I'm the type, and I tried to justify my life as saying that I've been put here. You know, we all try to find, that's what I find myself doing at the tender age of 32 lately. A lot of thinking, and I'm trying to find my place in life. You know what I mean? When you're good at a whole lot of things, but I've said this before, can't focus too much on one thing because other things are going to suffer. You know, I'm always on that fence. I'm always on that balance beam. There's only certain things I dedicate my all to, and besides that, everything else is out in the open. But in a sense, there are things that I do focus on, if need be. Again, and that's if there's a purpose for doing so. But again, I'll be trying to find my place in life and everything, and I've realized that, you know, looking back at my life or looking at what I've done in situations that I've been in, people, things like that, I've always tried to justify the fact that I've always been there for people, even though I shouldn't have been. You know what I mean? It's shit like that. Motherfuckers that really put me through the motions and really don't give a fuck about what they do on this end. But on the other side, like, I really have been there for people. And it's crazy when I think about it. It's just, I'm not, because, like, again, I'm not trying to, you always got to be that good person. I was raised right. You know, it's crazy that I, growing up in the society that we're in now, because, again, I feel like I'm from a different generation, but we're all cohabitating the same thing. There's a lot of shit everybody got to deal with. Niggas got to, you know, age really ain't nothing but a number right now because everybody's on some bullshit if you ain't about over 40. again, like I said, trying to stay focused, trying to do the right thing. And just, and in doing so, that just means that I choose to not deal with certain shit. Especially certain shit when I know I would never deal with it in the first place. You know, I'm the type to like, I'm the type to overlook things. You know, I try to look past shit. You know, I try to bite my tongue a lot. I try to act like shit doesn't bother me that actually does bother me. You know, that really bothers me sometimes. You know, I'm really good at, because, you know, I've grew up like that. Really good at just holding it in, internalizing a lot of shit. But again, instead of arguing, instead of fighting, like I said, I don't like doing all that shit. I just don't deal with it. I'm just done. If that's what I feel is going to come from this, whatever this is, interaction or whatever, then I'm not fucking with that. It's not worth it. See, some people feel that certain shit is worth it because then overall they can deal with this, they can deal with that, blase, woo-woo, this, that. It's like, no, it's not. I just always used to say, you know, I always have the longest fuse when it comes to, like, a temper and, you know, dealing with people's bullshit and other people's issues and everything and the drama they try to bring towards my way when, again, I don't know what's so hard with just not dealing with shit, not really dealing. I don't know what's so hard about just not being mad. I get mad all the time, but it's like, again, what's the yelling going to do? What's the screaming going to do? What's getting upset? Or what's at least expressing any kind of emotion going to do? People do what they want to do, as always. And that's just where we're at with things. Like I said, I'm trying to break certain things that... Like I said, what people called me before, what the people say I do is like I get comfortable in certain situations because I put myself in certain situations that I shouldn't. But again, I adapt to the situation because I hope there's some good that's going to come out of it or whatever. And by the time I realize I should be out of it, I got comfortable because I don't learn how to deal with the situation. But at the same time, like I said, now it's like, so what? I mean, I'm not getting no younger. I'm only getting older. I mean, I don't believe there's anything wrong with that. You know, and then when dealing with people, you know, whether it be family, whether it be relationships, whatever, kids, young, old, whatever. I mean, people get away with what you allow them to get away with. Now, as for me, you know what I mean? I operate on free will, as I always say. So, people are going to do what the fuck they want to do. But since I work and operate on free will, if I feel that your free will is going to be on some fucked up bullshit, then I just can't deal with it. And I just won't be there. Simple. As much as I don't like laying around alone sometimes and everything like that, just looking up and just thinking all night, blase, this, that, ooh, whatever, that is definitely a lot better than dealing with somebody nagging, dealing with somebody yelling in my ear, you know, dealing with something that I don't want to deal with. Nothing is better than negative to me. Like I said, some people feel they can go through all this negative because there's a positive moment somewhere or whatever, you know, but nah, if the negatives always outweigh the positives, I don't care how good that positive is, you're always going to remember the negative, period. I guess maybe that's me, that maybe that's just me, because no matter how, you know, you're only as good as your last deed, right? Ain't that what everybody, you're only as good as the last thing you've done. Last thing you said, last job you did. You know, nobody's going to remember what you did 2 weeks ago. What did you do yesterday? If we're talking about the past. Or what are you going to do today? Or what are you going to do tomorrow? I think my biggest problem is, you know, I'm thinking too much about past shit. And I'm thinking about my future, but in a way, I'm just thinking about what I don't want in the way. I don't know what I want to do technically, you know what I mean? I'm just doing what I have to do right now, which isn't that much for me personally. I don't require much. But at the same time, I can't live like this forever. You know, the things that I got to do, the house hopping I got to do, the places I got to be, the things I got to do, that I need my own personal shit that I'm working on, that, you know, that's just almost there, you know. Maybe Christmas present to myself. Like I said, I'm going to have me the bat cave, the true bat cave. You know, ain't nobody going to know where it is. Be cutting off my phone when I go in that motherfucker. You know what I mean? That type of shit. I don't want nobody tracking shit. Bitch, they ain't going to have the address. And it's, if you want to come over, I'm going to have to blindfold you, and I'm going to have to knock you out. Going to have that little gas, like, psst, you know, spray them in the face so they go to sleep. You just wake up inside. Like, bam, don't even worry about where you at. Same thing when we leave. Ain't trusting nobody. I mean, I gotta learn from my mistakes. Can't trust people with information. Talked about that before too. Information to get a niggas fucked up. But again, it's sad, because again, I want to be that person that believes in people, that trusts in people, where you can share information. Because again, if you share information with the right person, shit can happen. You can build things. Things can, you know, move forward. But people misuse information or twist it around for their own benefit. I mean, you never know what people are capable of. People are capable of all types of shit. So you got to decide what's acceptable, what you're willing to deal with, what is good enough for you, in a sense. And as for me, like I said, me personally, I deserve a lot more than I'm getting from a lot of different situations that I've seen. I mean, it's not often that I get, you know, what people like to say, not even really stingy, just more so like, I give people the freedom to do what they feel they need to do. And then people claim in that freedom that they have that they want to fuck with me. So in that freedom that you have, what the fuck is the issue? If we fucking with each other. But there's always some issue. Always something. This one, that one. Like, and it's unnecessary. What are we not dealing with each other? Are we? Are we not? What's the bottom line? You fucking with me, you're not fucking with me. I mean, that's always what it boils down to. But then again, at the same time, I'm getting to the point where it's like, I'm not fucking with you. I'm really just done. You know, you just can't do that. Because you just have to, like I was saying earlier, if you allow people to do certain things, then they're going to continue to do them. You have to draw the line yourself in certain situations and then see where people step on it. Are they going to step to your side of the line, or are they going to stay where they at? And then at that point, you really got to make the next decision. But at the same time, even when you try to stand your ground and do certain shit, you know what I mean? Some people react to that totally different. Some people, you know, lash out. Some people go a little bit, you know, on the other side of things. Just depending on who you're dealing with. Again, this could fit into any kind of equation. That's why I'm trying to keep it broad. Because again, your family could flip out, your children could flip out, your bitch, your nigga, whoever you're dealing with. You know, motherfuckers flip the fuck out. And you may be that one that's really got some sense or whatever. You're trying to make the best of a situation, but you have to also realize that you got to know. One, again, like I said, you got to know what you're dealing with, what you're willing to deal with and put up with, and you have to know who you're dealing with. If those two things, you know, that has to be, you either have to be really strong yourself, or the other person has to be really worth it. If it's not neither one, oh, you got to stay out of that. Or even if you're strong enough to deal with it, is it worth dealing with? No. If it's not, like I said, if it's not worth it, then you can't, you shouldn't do it. Because, I mean, if you keep doing shit that you feel you're not getting the appreciation for, or the, you know, people aren't looking at you as you feel that you should be looked at, given the things that you're doing and given the situation, you know, then you got to recognize that people just don't recognize certain shit that way. You know, and like I was saying, me personally, I've just come to the point where it's like I just do shit that I know is right. You know, when I say I'm going to do something, I make sure that I do the best of my ability to say that I'm going to do it, or I just don't say I'm going to do it, just so I don't got to be a liar. I don't like being a liar. I've done enough of that in my life. But as always, people always want to force the issue. People always want to push a nigga to, you know, push a nigga to his own boiling point, to his line, or try to make a nigga boil over. And again, like I keep telling people, they won't like me when I'm angry, and I really just don't want to do it, which is why. But then again, is it worth it? And it's like, some people are just not worth the issue. They're not worth the argument. They're not worth the breath. They're not worth the time. Just walk. If you could walk away from it, like I said, if you could just literally just walk away from it, then it's really not met. There's really ain't nothing. There's nothing for you there. If you could walk away from it, if it's not nothing that you're willing to fight for or hold on to or anything like that, then it's not. Walk. Deuces. Like, it's easy. Like I said, you gotta walk away from bad situations. The easiest person to lie to is yourself, trust me. I lie to myself all the time about what I can deal with, about what other people are willing to do. You know, I lie to myself about other people because, again, I know what I can deal with. I've dealt with a lot. I can deal with a lot. But do I want to? Should I? Why should I? You know, that is that part that's getting to me. You know, why put forth my best effort when, you know, those that are around you or those that you're dealing with are doing whatever the fuck they feel? Or if they got expectations of you, and you set expectations and they're not living up to yours, then what's the issue? Then it should be a fair game. It should be balanced. I mean, just... oh, excuse me. But I'm just saying. Like I said, don't mind me drinking. Rambling my thoughts and everything like that. But, again, I mean, this is the stupidity that, again, I deal with because a lot of people out there, like I said, a majority of people out there doing what the fuck they want to do. Bottom line, I don't get to do that. I mean, I could, but at the same time, when you just doing what you want to do, you never know what may happen. Again, you never know what toes you may step on. You never know who you may have to run over in certain situations when you're just doing whatever you want to do. Because, again, people can't do whatever they want to do. I mean, in the real world, again, just my opinion, in the real world, you know, not everybody can do everything they want to do. And the people that can, you know, y'all the million, and I'm talking to millionaires, zillionaires, people like that or whatever, blase, whatever, they still can't do everything that they want to do. And that's just bottom line. So you have people that understand that, and then you have people that are trying to do everything that they want to do. And again, you can't be that type of person when it involves other people, because not everybody's going to do what you want them to do. Some people will never do what you want them to do, no matter how much they deserve it or feel they deserve it. But again, that's just how the game goes. Because again, bottom line is everybody's looking out for themselves. Everybody's going to do what they want to do. So my thing is, if everybody's going to be doing that, then I can just sit back and I'm just going to stay out of people's situations and just stay away from people. You know, I really got to get on my hermit shit at least and just deal with it. And see what this fortress of solitude is going to bring you, boy. Like, because it's just, like I said, nothing is better than negativity. And if I have a sense that there's going to be some negativity, or if there's a history of negativity where with just a glimpse of brightness, or if I just feel that it's going to be a negative mood, or, you know, just anything like that, it's just not worth it to me anymore. Excuse me. Like I said, I got to go with the Fight Club theory, you know, referencing movies and shit, but the Fight Club theory, if let that which truly does not matter go. Shit don't matter. Have to keep telling myself that. You know, if the shit really doesn't matter, then you have no reason to be upset. You have no reason to be tripping. Just do what you do, you know, and roll with that, and just know you're doing the right thing for you. And I have to talk to myself sometimes, you know, psyching myself up in the mirror like that. But I mean, and I also see it as, you know, I allow people to put me through situations by putting myself in a position to have people put me through certain situations. Like I said, I don't put myself through shit. I do when I put myself in, like I said, when the other situation, that, like I said, the bottom, it's my fault. I knew the motherfucker was going to do some bullshit probably before I got over there. You know what I mean? I always have a sixth sense about shit, and I'm usually always right, and I always want to be wrong. But, I mean, when it comes to people, I got people pretty much down. Because, again, you have to pay attention to people's actions, to what people do, to how they handle situations. That tells you the type of person that you're dealing with. That's what tells you who you're dealing with. People can say whatever they want to. They can talk a good game. They can open their mouth. And like I said, the best shit can come out of some people's mouth. That's exactly what it is, though. Shit. For me, actions will always speak louder than words, you know. And you can't, because you can't take back the things that you do. You can try to take back the things that you say, back talk, over talk, woo-woo, whatever, and everything like that. But once you actually do something, you can't take that back. You can't even take back the things that you say to me, depending on what comes out your mouth towards me. Oh, no, you can't take that back either. See, I remember that too. But you definitely can't take back your actions. And, you know, a lot of people, we live in a world where a lot of that, well, if he, you know, if nobody knows, then it's okay, and we can just do what we, or again, bottom line, I'm just doing what we want, it doesn't matter, nothing matters. No guidelines, no rules. Anything goes. In those type of matches, you got to be the most careful. People come at you at all angles with anything. All kind of bullshit. What you gonna do? How you gonna defend yourself? You know, all right, it's not worth it. There's no outcome that's positive. So it's not even worth the fight. Like, who the fuck does some shit, you know, for nothing? That's the mentality I'm getting. It's kind of a fucked up mentality to have, because again, but when it comes to protecting yourself, and this goes for anybody, you got to protect yourself the best way that you know how for yourself. See, when it comes to protection, some people like to, you know, some people, what is it called? They lash out. It's like a defense mechanism, like the overtalk. They try to yell at you. You know, they try to, you know, woof at you. You know, that's just how they get down. They try to overtalk you, overbear. You know, some people just, you know, some people get physical. You know, shit like that, to try to deal with certain situations or whatever. See me, I try to talk. I do a lot of texting because I feel like it's just like writing when I write my music. I feel like I can say whatever I need to in a text. Because again, when it comes to talking, I feel like depending on who I'm talking to, it's a waste of breath. It's a waste of energy because it's not gonna go anywhere. Nothing's gonna happen. But motherfuckers, like I said, in the day we live in now, you know, you send a motherfucking text. If you gonna sit there and actually read that shit or whatever, you when you actually read something, you know, you kind of internalize it a little bit different. But again, but when it comes to text messages, you can't really feel emotion. You can't see a motherfucker's, like, you know, body language and face signs and shit and how they look at you and everything like that. But again, when it comes to me, I just don't like going through that if it's not worth it. Because, see, I can sit there and talk. I mean, not talk. I can sit there and text while I'm playing a game or something or watching TV. You know what I mean? You can do that. I can do that while cooking or something. Like, you know, it's something I can multitask with. We actually got to talk to a motherfucker face-to-face. It's hard to, you know, do other shit. Or I feel bad, or people make me feel bad because I be playing my game or trying to ignore them when they be talking to me or whatever and everything. But again, it's like, why are we having this conversation? For what? We're back to that again. Why this doesn't matter? So, I don't know. That's my moral of that little whole get down. I don't know if it makes sense or all or whatever. Like I said, y'all got to excuse me. Y'all know how we get down here on Slap Sundays. You never know what you may hear. You never know who's may listen. You never know how drunk and high I may get while I'm sitting over here talking. But that's exactly what I'm doing. But we're going to get into Dodgers double play real quick. All right, here on Slap Sundays. Remember, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, you can chill in the queue. Press one to holler at me, and let's talk about these inner demons, because I got a lot of them. Be right back. Yo.
Grab your tongue, rip it out, still won't shut your fucking mouth. Get it to the super glue, this is what I do to hoes. Pour it on they pussy, maybe now you keep them wet clothes. You still ain't getting nothing, stupid bitches die hoping. Let them other niggas pay and talk to bust that pussy over.
All my enemies, gotta let them out. Niggas talking shit, getting knocked out. Smoking till I reach the ceiling. Keeps my trigger finger for feeding. Yup, these all my enemies. Gotta let them out. Bitches talking shit, get knocked out. Smoking till I reach the ceiling. Cause my trigger finger for feeding.
I'm just a psychopath, and now I'm on a cycle beat. I'm like a heart, keeping blood flowing through these city streets. Can't be weak or even sleep. Built my house on Schitt's Creek. My life is like a living hell, but human torch can handle heat. I just ain't never sober. Keep these bitches bridging over. All you niggas think you spittin' fire.
Meet the flamethrower.
I just be chillin' out. I implode, don't explode. Use a bitch's face to bust loads. Even
Mr. Freezer call me cold.
I'm just too old for this. Fuck a bitch, smoke cannabis. I realize that none of you bitches will ever handle this. I'm just a lost soul, been walking for a long time. Don't even know my destination, I will never break stride. I just rep that west side. Win again, never trust a bitch again, cause bitches do their own thing. I step and let my nuts hang. They listen, but I don't see. These are my
inner demons all
psycho.
Some other niggas, they ain't need a jacket, bitches, they get A4, yeah, yeah, yeah.
still used to.
Yeah, you're right, I get
it. But I never got used to.
But now I'm kind of used to.
Seeing what I used
to. The niggas, yeah.
Fuck what I used to think, I'll tell you what I'm thinking now. Step your bars up and shut the fuck up and shut down. Bitches out of bounds, better pick a lane and do it quick, cause I don't follow pussy over here, pussy follow dick. If you got a problem, turn around and walk. You either with it or you're not, that's it. We don't gotta talk, get the big boot. Bitch, you ain't cute. I'm watching thirsty niggas cause they like to think last and first shoot. Priorities don't mean a thing when homies are your enemies. And bitches getting babies, not a job or a wedding ring. Sad thing with sympathy, what are you, delirious? Check the dictionary, in between shit and syphilis. Never been more serious, niggas don't even come around. The only niggas that I know that hold it down. About to smoke a pound, daggers heavily medicated. Pupils dilated, I admit it,
gotta stay faded.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I'm like.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I'm like.
I used to cry in the dirt. I used to cry till it hurt.
No more.
I was young till it hurt.
I'm ready to keep rapping.
When is my time gonna come?
Ain't gonna happen.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to.
Being what I used to.
The niggas, they ain't me, they ask me to take your eggs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
Oh, come on, Ed. You got to help me out.
Kidding, man. I don't know, Riley. My grandpa's been tripping, man. Why don't we do those try something different than, like, diplomacy for a change?
Man, just snatch him up, and if the nigga don't have a chain on him, get to regulating him and make him tell you where it at.
Now, what I want you to do is think. Just think. These two babes is your two little itty-bitty kitty testicles. Where is the chain?
I don't know. I swear to God.
Don't swear to God. I talk to God all the time, and God happens to be the one that told me to torture your ass, you lying, stealing mother. You gonna tell me where that chain is? I know that.
Ed, can I talk to you outside? Please.
Look at my face. Look at it. I'm gonna crush your little kitty penis with this hammer when I get back. If you don't tell me where that chain is at.
No. That's the wrong kid, Ed. I told you to grab Butch Magnus. 5'4", 130 pounds.
Well, how was I supposed to know that was the wrong kid?
I gave you a picture, man. How hard is it to grab the right kid, Ed?
You told me to grab a kid. I grabbed a kid. You don't like the way I do it? Then do your own kidnap. You know what? That's your only freebie. You want me to kidnap anybody else? You paying pop.
That's not fair. You grabbed the wrong kid.
Tough titty. My bad. You go ahead and leave. What the f*** you looking all scared for, huh? I said you was free to go, right? Which part of my bad do you not understand? Oh, so now you want to make this a whole big f***ing thing, huh? What the f*** you did?
Oh, okay, okay. Enough, man. Enough.
Nah, man. I'm sick of this shit. Trying to squash it, right? And this bitch-ass motherfucker still acting like he hurt shit. I ain't even touched this motherfucker yet. I ain't even brushed past you yet. I ain't even made eye contact with your punk ass. Yeah, come on over here. I'll give your bitch ass something to cry about.
This is Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers, and slapping the stupidity out you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up every Sunday from 7 p.m. to 9, West Coast time on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sundays, the Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Remember, 661-621-7559. As always, chilling the queue. First one to holler at me. But I guess it's kind of funny. Well, not funny, because it's a very serious thing, but everybody's kind of tripping out about this whole Ebola thing and everything. And it's just, I work at the airport. It's very interesting how things are going down at work and everything about this subject, too, because, you know, one of them motherfuckers came through our international terminal and shit out there. I don't work in the international terminal. I ain't fucking with them foreigners. But, and then, you know, it wound up at, like, Sentinella Hospital, some news story or whatever. It made the news and all that kind of shit. But, you know, that motherfucker came through LAX. Everybody's all at work tripping, like, you know, we need gas masks. And you know it's bad when you do see the TSA people, you know, the other motherfuckers in blue or whatever. It's bad when you see them wearing gas masks. But, like, the really big gas masks, Not the regular Chinese ones that they be wearing, because, you know, they be scared of SARS and shit, but, like, the really big one, it'd be crazy. But, but we're not allowed, like, what is it? I can wear what I want to, because, like I said, I don't fuck with the passengers. But the customer service people, they cannot, you know, they're not allowed to wear gloves, really, you know, if they're standing at the post. But, again, we don't have a whole lot of foreigners that come through the Delta terminal. But again, if they do, they're all going out. They're all leaving. You know, they're all exiting. So that always works out as well, because, I mean, it's departures. So whatever they got, they take in wherever they're going. But it's just one of those things where, I mean, I don't know. I guess because it hasn't hit really home yet, or anybody that I know in my personal circle, or nobody I even, you know, talk to, and nobody, no friend of a friend or anybody has died from this shit yet that I know. So I guess I don't have a connection to this motherfucker yet. But again, if it's as serious as they say it is, you know, I don't wish it on nobody. But I just hope everything works out for people. You know, avoid motherfuckers coughing and sneezing. I seen the video where a dude was coughing on somebody, pretending like he had Ebola. He got fucked up trying to crack a joke. That shit was kind of funny. But I don't know, y'all just gotta be careful out there. But again, it's not, people are really going like psycho batshit about it though. I mean, I don't know any places that have actual outbreaks yet or anything major, at least over here. So try to stay positive about that, folks. So just stay positive, and just my little, you know, take on health watch right now. But again, it did come through the airport, but that's why I don't work in the international section, because them motherfuckers got problems. But, again, we'll be right back. Slap Sundays, the Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio.
I'm gripping on the mic so hard that my fingers breaking. The lyrics so cold that no one cares what singer's making. These other rappers faker than the Jerry Springer station. This rap will get better, just make sure you bring your patience. Yeah, I said patience, I've arrived, stop the waiting. You can keep the hating, that gives me motivation. The dragon has awakened, spitting fire in your face, and now you looking like you shaking. This music has you taken.
But where is this taking me?
A desolate wasteland. Give me my space, man, I'm higher than a spaceman. This is so easy, man, I'm feeling like a caveman. I got people rolling even more than a rave can.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I'm getting really wild. I learned how to freestyle really early as a child. Before I could walk, I was flowing like the Nile. I came here to talk so we could be here for a while. So listen, motherfuckers, stupid suckers causing ruckus. Eat you up like hummus. To sum this up, don't fuck with us. You'll get thrown under the bus. If we have to hear your fuss, I'll pop you like a pimple, and your head will be the pus.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he leaves it broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ broken.
I'll leave the flow torn, ripped up like it's lacerated. Right when I was born I spit it, and that's not exaggerated. I can tell this got you mad, it's so bad you have to hate it. Now your girl's wanting more, my flow has her infatuated. Back in rap school, top of classes where I graduated. Now I'm like the principal, I'll teach you some, get educated. I'm an artist with the beat, I got this shit decorated.
Yo, is this mic working?
It's about to be annihilated. Holy shit, I'm killing it, don't lie to me, you feeling it? I'm not quitting this until I make a million, bitch. If the mic is blood, I'm spilling it. I told you I was killing it, the rap game's my empire, give me beats and I'll be building it. I start with the beat, and then it's like construction. When I'm finished, you're confused like alien abductions. At least I think you will, that is my assumption. I know that the mic after this probably won't even function.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he leaves it broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard his leg is choking. Someone hit the DJ before he leaves it broken.
You might think I'm smoking, you're right, I'm higher than the ozone. I rolled the blunt tight, smoked it, now I'm in my own zone. I break the mic in half when I flow just like my old phone. If you aren't feeling this, then bitch, you need to go home. If you don't like rap music, then you're in the wrong stadium. Give me the mic and I'll be balling up this gymnasium. Remember the name D, can't put that shit in your cranium. Going so hard on this beat, they'll rename it Titanium. I'll rep where I live too, that's in the 512. Down here we're never scared, you think I'd hide from you? In my squad, I got my goons, we do it big. In my crew, we kick it like we've all been trained in the art of Taekwondo. Ooh, that one hurt the mic, I might have left it bruised. It's alright, this flow is tight, I'll leave the crowd amused. I talk to rap music and my music they've approved. Now that I broke this mic, I prove my flow to you.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding the mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he leaves it broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding the mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he leaves it broken.
Yeah, I would keep rapping, but I don't think this mic's gonna be working too much longer. Y'all keep it sleazy, alright?
Peace.
You keep running away from all the fears that you can't hide. And through the pain you feel inside and the tears you've cried tonight. Cause you gotta breathe it in when you feel so alone. You gotta breathe again until the pain is gone.
You gotta breathe again, even though you feel alone. Nobody seems to understand that the joy is gone. You call for help, but nobody seems to be home. Now the thoughts of suicide are getting strong. Look in the mirror, you don't even know that person. Now you're crying in the corner cause you feel like a burden. Struggling just to make it by to lose your sanity. Now you're stressed out, knowing you got mouths to feed. Things keep getting worse, man, how can this be? So you think to yourself, why is the devil chasing me? How can a man gain the world, but at the same time lose his soul? That's just how it go, cause this world is cold. The art of deception equalizes untold. I think it's by time that the truths unfold. Stop running from your fears, take a second and just breathe.
You keep running away from all the fears that you can't hide. And through the pain you feel inside and the tears you cry tonight. Cause you gotta breathe it in when you feel so alone. You gotta breathe again.
You're gonna be
alright,
man.
Until the pain is gone.
So many nights I sit and think, lose myself with many thoughts. All I do is fight myself, like all I do is shadow box. Sometimes I want my breath to stop. One night almost made it happen.
I survived, still alive.
Grabbed the mic, started rapping. Had my chance to end it all, but please don't follow Dagger's path. Death is it, no coming back, so take a breath, let it pass. I know you scared and so am I, but don't you let them see you cry. There's a thousand ways that anyone can die. So pay attention, learn the rules, and live the life you choose to lead. Me, I'm making money, music, popping, drinking, smoking weed. I don't rub in pain, I grew immune. I just
love it down.
And I got the realest niggas with me repping. No struggle, no glory, there can't be light without dark. You can't know joy without pain, and you can't finish if you never start. So play it smart, watch your back, stay focused on the goals you set. Chalk up the losses and keep it moving, you ain't there yet.
You keep running away from all the fears that you can't hide. And through the pain you feel inside and the tears you cry tonight. You gotta breathe it in when you feel so alone. You gotta breathe again until the pain is gone. You gotta breathe.
Yeah, we working every day, man. Real. You know what it is. 16. Yeah. Pool City, what up?
Work. Work.
Just look at my team, they putting in.
Work. Work.
Don't come around me if it ain't about
work. Work.
Every week another day, I'm ready to
work. Work.
Dang.
educated. Said he got about 8 hits and that's a job for me. I just landed in Vegas, but I gotta fly back to NC. Del Twa, meet me at A-List. My bad, Bullseye is this alias. In the booth, I get crazy with it like my life depending on it.
But really it does.
If this is a drug, I'm addicted, man. I ain't quitting, man. I'm locked in. Forget the fame, just get the change and cut the check for my partner then. Along the way, we took losses. And no, you ain't need tripping. All we know is business. Handling my business. Most of the women I've been with won't understanding my vision. Told me that you were leaving me, but I don't even think I would listen. I was in the zone all on my own. I had me a mission. Looking for the real deal, didn't get it. I got love for my whole city. But my district won't big enough for me. Still grinding till I get enough money to set up something to where the check keep coming. So even when I die, nobody go hungry. You ain't been down. Don't think about coming around them, cause you ain't getting nothing from it. And all this time, we ain't been doing nothing.
My work.
Just look at my DNA putting in
work.
Don't come around me if it ain't about
work. Work.
Every week another city, I'm ready to
work. Work.
Same thing tomorrow, darling.
Work.
Work. Every car I buy, I got some
work. Work.
All the money I'm spending, I get it from
work. Work.
Selling my CD, get it offline.
Work.
You know what it is, man.
Work.
Crash, it don't scare me. Just put it in front of me.
Fresh bottom dollar, I'ma get it all done.
Urgent.
Like Jimmy, I deliver in a hurry.
My eyes on the prize, I'm working.
If I benefit from it, I deserve it.
Just
welcome to my sermon.
Yes.
Our main concern is
God, I go so hard, they thought it was a campaign for this damn thing.
Like what's that? An airplane or a shooting star?
No, 16, my name Matt, I started at 16.
End your entire career with a 16.
That's why I'm M16. I did big things to get this far, but no, you ain't even finished. This just the beginning.
Nothing personal, just business, homie.
Hating ain't never got you nowhere.
You're over there, so
what's it there? While we over here going big and you stuck. Gotta put in if you wanna get out, so don't sit down.
Get up.
And get your butt to work and don't stop for nothing. Or nobody, not in the day or the night. No matter the time, the weather, the season, whatever reason, never ever let up. Keep grinding, I know you're fed up. And in due time, you're going to vibrate bread up with your team, the ones you
work
with.
Work.
Just look at my team, they putting in
work. Work.
Don't come around me if it ain't about
work.
Every week another city, I'm ready to
work. Work.
Same thing tomorrow, darling.
Work.
Every car I buy, I got some
work. Work.
All the money I'm spending, I get it from
work.
Selling my CD, get it offline.
Work. Work.
You know what it is, man.
Work.
Probably live the life that you wish you could every day. Cause nigga, I smoke good every day. I probably live the life that you wish you could every day.
My girl smoking like she got blood clots. She a red bone, I call her red fox. She in my two-door, trying to hot box. What she got you only get from the best shops. Give you some shit that you never heard of. Hit it once, have you tripping over curves, bruh. That science nerd, Dr. Green Thumb. So many different strands, fuck a weed, man. She said she goes straight to the college grad. Give you a couple pounds of that granddad. Need some help? Chill in the hand. What she got is no less than a couple grand.
Nigga, I smoke good, ay, ay. I probably live the life that you wish you could, ay, ay, ay. Nigga, I smoke good, ay, ay. I probably live the life that you wish you could, ay, ay, ay. Nigga, I smoke good, ay, ay. I probably live the life that you wish you could, ay, ay, ay. Nigga, I smoke good, ay, ay. I probably live the life that you wish you could, ay, ay, ay.
She puffin' nose like the Oreos. She's black but act white, my Oreo. She been smoking this shit since a tap hole. A pro, she knows what's good though. She can get you what you may need. Her house is a forest, she got every tree. Believe me, I've seen, fuck the birds and the bees. Killer Kush, blue dream, moonlight dream queen. Hit it once, it'll make your lungs bleed. Hit it twice, you'll feel it in your knees. Hit it thrice, it'll make the blind see. Hit it more than that, rest in peace.
Nigga, I smoke good every day.
so ain't no doobies in the tray. Stay with the flame and stay blazing. It's been about a decade since I seen a sober day. Almost an OG, smoking on OZ's of OG Kush. Another for these books, dope rhymes and hooks I'm writing on it. Enlightened moments, an omen. Like music and Mary's my main components. I'm rolling up weed, I'm holding. It's shining like they golden, then broke it down. Open the swisher till I went and switched it to pace. Try hitting vapes, wasn't getting high enough. Supply straight from the grower and O to the older lighty dub.
Like I smoke good every day. I probably live the life that you wish you could every day.
Right now, I'm with these dice. Now, if you don't mind.
mind. I got some bread to win.
Well, Black Dynamite, it seems that you're halfway amazing, but all the way mad.
Miss Moorhead, have you lost your mind? This was my game, and she's with me.
Was with you. Your bitch chose me. Now we can handle this like we got some class, or we can get into some gangster shit. Whatever your name is,
it's Bond. James Bond. You bloody well remember.
Yeah, how could I forget? You're the second Bond, James Bond, I met tonight.
I failed, Chuck. I am Bond, James Bond.
Roger Moore. I am Bond, James Bond. There can be only one.
All right, ladies. Black Dynamite just got one rule. Now, if any of y'all happen to be awake in the morning when I'm getting dressed, don't wake up the rest of the bitches.
What up, people? This your girl, Tamara Bubble. If you're listening to this, then you better keep it locked to Bang Out Radio with the Dagger, playing all and only independent artists from around the world. R&B, hip-hop, rap, don't matter, as long as it's independent. So make sure you tuned in for the West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights from 9 to 11 with Queen V and Slap Sunday from 7 to 9 West Coast time. Bang out, Bubble on.
Yeah, it's your boy Levi Kev. You and that tune in to Slab Sundays with your boy, the Dagger, West Coast, all day. Yeah, man.
Back, Slab Sundays, the Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Still got time to call in, just a little bit of time left. 361-617-559. Always, send the queue, Chris want to holler at me. Just some news I found here that I found pretty interesting. I thought I'd share real quick before we get ready to call it a night and ride out the music. Oh, man. A half-naked dude tripping off of acid shoots a gun in a pizzeria. You got to love people, man. People are always crazy. But all right, now, like I said, nudity, guns, drugs, and pizza. Now, Philip Engel. The 27-year-old man found himself in a not-so-happy situation at Happy's Pizza in Muskegee Charter Township, Michigan, this weekend. Motherfucking Michigan. There's always shit going on. Weirdest shit going on in the weirdest fucking places. But I guess every city, every part of the world got their crazy people. So Engel, who lives right next door to the pizzeria, he lives right next door, all right? He showed up to the pizzeria just wearing a towel. Saturday evening with his three young children behind him. So this dude, like I said, again, wait, no, we're going to read a little more faster. According to the police incident report, he was carrying his gun and he used it to bang on the glass door until it shattered. The gun then allegedly discharged and the police found a bullet casing lodged in the door's metal frame. Officers who responded to the scene said they found Engel on his porch with a handgun. He threw the gun in the yard when ordered to drop it. Later, he told them that he had three loaded guns in his home, which they confiscated for safekeeping. An employee at the pizza place told the police department that when Engel was at the shop, he yelled, "No one will help me, and no one will feed my kids." He also yelled out, "I'm tripping out." And then Engel told police they earlier consumed four hits of LSD. All right. First of all, number one, if you're gonna trip out, if you're gonna do LSD, let's just know our drugs here, okay? Like, there's certain drugs you just shouldn't do. LSD, I believe, is one of them. I will never do them personally. You know what I mean? It's never gonna happen. There's certain things you just don't do because this is the type of shit that happens. But there are those people out here that do these type of drugs. Now, I'm not here to judge, but if you're gonna do these type of drugs, shouldn't do them around your kids. You know, especially when there's three of them. But it's not like you're just one. Like, I'm straight now. Now, here we go. Now, let's just keep going. Now, I don't know when you popped your LSD or whatever, so I don't know if you were fully clothed and you felt the need to strip, or if you was getting in the shower or something like that or whatever, and you just hopped out and was like, yo, I just want some pizza. I don't know. But then you thought it was a good idea to not only take the kids with you and the gun, and take the gun with you. Next door, the pizzeria is next door, like, we're going to go get some pizza, fuck that. Bang on the glass, shatter the glass. Gun goes off,
you step inside just long enough to say, no one will help me, no one will feed my kids. I wouldn't feed your motherfucking kids too if I was sitting there looking at your ass at the pizzeria. Y'all be some hungry-ass motherfuckers. Unless, wait, no, I can't even lie. If he pointed the gun at me, I'd have threw a whole pizza at him like a frisbee. Like, here, take it. You know what I mean? It would have been in the box and shit. He could have had it. Like, here you go. But, all right, I would have did that. That's what I would have did. But then left. Then went back, because, again, remember, he's right next door. He's right next door. So, went back home and sat on his porch and was just posted. Like, the police wasn't going to come. Like, they didn't even try to see drugs, see what the drugs do. Now, one of Ingles, and then the kids out there shit on him and everything like that, one of Ingles' young children told officers that her father had also shot the dashboard of the car because it wouldn't stop beeping. So this motherfucker's in the car shooting up the dashboard because it won't stop beeping. Well, he shot once. Let me stop saying shoot up. He only shot it once. They found a spent casing on the dashboard and what appeared to be a bullet hole. Now his wife said she took out a personal protection order. Now, for him, against him, I don't know, you know what I mean, but I think that means that I think it's a restraining order, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And Ingle was arraigned on 4 misdemeanor charges, malicious destruction of property, careless discharge of a firearm, reckless use of a firearm, and possession of a firearm while under the influence. But again, that's not that bad. For all that shit he just did, he only got a little 4 misdemeanors. Like, this, nah, he kind of got off, you know, kind of got off a little easy right there, bro. You better be thankful right there, man, because that shit right there is crazy. That could have been, and no felonies there, so he ain't got to do no real time or nothing like that. But at the same time, man, that shit is scary, man. Leave the thugs alone, boy. I'm telling you about that, man. It's not good. It's not a good thing. But, man. All right, I wanted to share that with y'all for the rest of the night. Like I said, we're going to get ready to get up out of here. We're going to play music for the rest of the night, but I'll make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. The Triple M Show, More Music Monday, All Music No Talk. From 8 to 10, Turned Up Tuesdays with the Hood Geeks. Had a little problem last week. We'll try to get it together this week. All right, 8 to 10 on Tuesday. West Coast Wednesday, Tom Nice, Dagger, and Queen V. Adult Matters and Adult Topics. All right, 9 to 11. Push it back one little hour. Fuck you Fridays, every Friday, 8 to 10. I've been slipping on that a little bit because, again, I've just been trying to not go as hard as I've been wanting to go on certain shit, but I got to stop bullshitting, so I'm going to bring it back. All right. And then right back here next week again on Slap Sundays, every Sunday, Slap Mr. Pity out of people and play a number of them slappers from the top independent artists around the world. All right. So holla at y'all next week. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Holla at y'all next time.
I got a few surprises for you too, baby.
Come through, well equipped with the snub, stick in the mud, cause you little niggas are stuck. Says she wanna blow, cause she put her lips on my blunt. Now she wanna try something different to suck. Yeah, I'm right up in the booth, begin to speed out. I'm finna be out like I won't want fighting in the womb. Call myself a punchline king. Fucking punchlines like a one night fling. Never going back like it's a one time thing. Had a black car waiting for what the sunshine brings. Vision 2 o'clock. Now let's not pretend to be. Give her Hennessy, cause she ride on your enemies. Shine bright like a diamond, looking for some limelight in the horizon. Bitch think I rhyme tight, she ain't lying. That's why my long pipe been a hymen.
I fuck shit up, then I take y'all bitch. Cause I come through, I fuck shit up, then I take y'all bitch. I fuck shit up, I fuck shit up, I fuck shit up, then I take y'all bitch.
Nigga like the spliff, crazy enough to try this shit. She might polish cause her size flaunted, hydraulic so I let her low ride this chick. Whether you like it or not, D-E-R-E-Z, only like a sign in the box. I got a package for you, bitch, make a sign in the box. Slide in the twat, throw it west side when I shot her club up. Nigga, what's up? The exit in the porn, shut the fuck up. I gone door, she gon' drop that there. Like my album Push Back, you get dropped that year, nigga. Now you gotta get it. If your bitch not bad and she not a victim, I'ma holler but won't call a nigga. And I'm out in this bitch like a bad father figure.
Cause I come through, I fuck shit up, then I take y'all bitch. Cause I come through, I fuck shit up, then I take y'all bitch. I fuck shit up, I fuck shit up, I fuck shit up, then I take y'all bitch.
already know, man. Dead Nato, Good Friday, IP, Duva. Belly Bell, what it do?
I'ma need you to touch it, touch it, touch it, or just kiss it. Kanye, what it do? Yeah, you should do something.
Yeah.
Do something.
Hey.
Can you just touch it?
I mean,
do something.
Lil mama say she like that rock go dash and nothing but it. But no hands is old. I'ma need you to touch it or something. 50 yard line, saw they meet me halfway. Yeah, you fire. Smoke it. You need an ashtray. Now you've been drinking on my tab all night. How interesting. I'ma need a return on that investment. Touch it, a kiss it, or either of the above. Hungry, why wait? Don't even need to leave the club. Now shout it. It's your birthday. And we gon' party like it's your birthday. Now it's your birthday. Cake is something you can handle. Do me a favor and blow out the candles and touch it.
Touch it. Or just kiss it. Kiss it. Need to do something. Could you please touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it, kiss it, kiss it, touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it,
let mama say,
Des Nato, why you ain't on the radio like them?
I told her I guess I ain't the stereotype. Say the rap too, a shawty, you can carry this light. You carry the mic, all the way a plumber carries a pipe. Say she an Aries, I said I'm Sagittarius. Like, who we a man? But tomorrow not the Marian type. My bad, I said Aquarius, you should've checked your horoscope. Call it sexy, here's for some scope and a ball of soap. Vacation of vicinity, hit the club again that night. Pour up some Hennessy, Remy getting into me. Catch this out of eye and a friend is unattended. Let me give her an incentive of the
hush. Just kiss it, kiss it, kiss it, kiss it. Do something. Do something.
I say she not locked down. She got a boyfriend. All she heard was me. All I heard was friend. Rambling at the mouth. Dog, she quick to label us. Working for attention and clearly she don't get paid enough. The light could be in your hands. Lady Liberty can do whatever with it. Exercise your creativity.
I got a boyfriend.
You don't need that problem on your hands. Now the problem solver's in your hands. Just
boy, you steady talking all the jazz. When I put it in your face, what you know about that? Running that mouth with another excuse. Why don't you put that thing right there to use? Come on and
touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it, or kiss it, kiss it, kiss it. Do something. Do something.
And one more time.
Would you please touch it, touch it? Would you please?
Do it, boy, boy,
baby, do something.
Do it.
I need you to do something.
Do it, boy, boy, do it.